There's a story said over about the Arz Sameach. He was once sitting in the Beis Medrash in Divinsk and learning, and there was another Talmid Chacham learning in the Beis Medrash as well at the same time. And then there was also a shiur going on, and there was a Baal Bas who was giving a shiur. He was a Magid Shiur over there giving a shiur to the Baal Batim. And during the shiur, the Baal Bas, the Magid Shiur, said something that was a little bit shver. So this Talmid Chacham that was sitting in the Beis Medrash yelled out a kasha. He said to the Magid Shiur, what you're saying doesn't make any sense. And he asked him a kasha and what he's saying. And the Magid Shiur did not know how to respond. It was a good question, and he was very embarrassed. The Sameach was there, and he felt very bad for this Magid Shiur, so he turned to the Talmid Chacham next to him, and he said to him, he says, somebody who's ain't a mavchen ben yamino v'smalei, someone who can't tell the difference between his right and his left, he should ask such kashas. And when the Magid Shiur heard that, he felt much better. The Sameach is defending him. He was saying that this Talmid Chacham's kasha is not a kasha. He can't tell the difference between his right and his left. And he moved on, and he continued with the shiur. After the shiur was over, this Talmid Chacham went to the Sameach and he said, I don't understand. I asked a good kasha. What do you mean I can't tell the difference between my right and my left? L'chaim, my kasha is a good kasha. I don't think there's a teretz in my kasha. What do you mean that I'm any yodea ben yamino v'smoila? And the Sameach told him, he said, I never meant to say that your kasha is not a good kasha. It is a good kasha. But all I was saying was a beferish gemara in my katan and dafeim and aleph. And he quoted the gemara over here, the gemara in the bottom of the Amid, quotes the pasuk of v'sam derech harenu v'yesh elokim. One who is Sam Derech, one who places his Derech, he will see the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, Al Tikri V'Sam Ela V'Sham. Don't read it V'Sam Derech Ela V'Sham Derech. V'Sham is a Lashon of V'Shuma, a Lashon of evaluating, of thinking about what you do. And the Gemara brings down a Maisa to explain it. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yanai Hava Le'Yehu Talmidu. Rabbi Yanai had a Talmud, the Chol Yuma Hava Makshuli. That every day during Shir, this Talmud would ask Rabbi Yanai a lot of kashas during Shir. But B'Shabbos Derigla, Lo Yehava Makshuli. But on Shabbos Derigla, Shabbos Derigla was the time when they gave a drasha before Yom Tiv. Everyone came, the whole city came, and it was a big event. It was a big public shiur, and everyone came. And during that time, this Talmud would not ask him any kashas. Why not? Because he felt that, you know, maybe I'll ask the Rebbe a kasha, he won't have a teretz, and I'll be embarrassed. I don't want to embarrass him in front of everyone. You know, when it's a private shiur, just to Talmidim, it's one thing, but in front of the whole town, it's not right to ask something which could cause a busha. So the Gemara says, Kariyale, Rebbe Yane said about this Talmud, B'sam derech harenu v'yesh elokim. He said on him this pasuk of B'sam derech harenu v'yesh elokim. And Rashi explains that, like the Gemara says before, don't read it V'sam derech ela V'sham derech. Don't read it V'sam as a sin, but read it V'sham as a shin. That's Lashon of Shuma, one who evaluates his ways and thinks about his ways. That this Talmud was mechashev. He thought about what he's doing, even though he's learning, even though he's supposed to ask kashas, but he thought about it. Is it the right thing to do? Perhaps some people are here, it's not the right thing to do because I can embarrass the Magid Shir, and therefore he would not ask kashas at that time. And that is a kiyam of Hashem Derech, one who thinks about what he's doing. He'll see the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Sameach said that you see that if you read the Pasuk Kipshutai, it's V'sam with a sin, which has the dot on the left of the sin. The Fidr Drash of Al Tikri, you read it V'sham, and Lashon Shuma, which has the dot on the right. So he said, this Talmud was smart enough to have the difference between the right and the left, not to read it V'sam Ela V'sham, and to not ask kashas that would embarrass the Magid Shir. But you, who asked the kashas to embarrass the Magid Shir in front of his Talmidim, you obviously did not know this Drasha, not to read it V'sham instead of V'sam. So you can't tell the difference between the right and the left. You weren't mavchen between the dot of the shin being on the right or being on the left. And that's what I meant to say. You're not mavchen ben yamin of a smiley, that you don't know when to ask a kasha and when not. And therefore you shouldn't ask such kashas. That was the gentle way of the Sameach saving the covet of the Magid Shir.